So you wrapped up your career in 46.
Right, yeah.
What did you do after?
Well, I went to the University of Missouri a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I switched over from a regular course over to linotype operator. I had some friends that had gone to linotype. They had a linotype school there at the University of Missouri. And I liked the challenge of operating it's a 90 keyboard.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that my first job was at True Republican in Sycamore, Illinois. I was there from Memorial Day 1948 until June of 52. I started at $1 an hour and they had me all the way up to $1.40.
Big bucks.
Yeah, big bucks, right, right on. Yeah. And then by that time I had married and I had a child on the way, so we wanted to move. My parents were in Columbia, Missouri, and hers were in Sycamore, Illinois, so mm-hmm. After hunting quite a bit, I found a job in Canton, Canton,
uh-huh.
Illinois. It's southwest of Peoria. And I was there 3.5 years and had two children while I was there. And in 55, I'd made an application at the DeKalb Daily Chronicle back very close to Sycamore, where I started. And sure enough, in January, or end of January of that'd be 56, I went to DeKalb Chronicle and worked there until September the 15th of 1970. The paper had been sold, and they computerized it. Mm-hmm. Took away the hot type and went to cold type, the
okay.
computerized.
Yeah.
And I had worked for Western Union when I was in high school, and I ran the teletype there when I was waiting between runs, and I could type pretty good. So it made it real easy for me to have the ability to type and retain the job. There was 23 guys let go from the back room, but I was one of them
wow.
that got to stay. And I stayed 6 months, and by that time, I had, for about the last 6 years, my passion was photography. So I developed the business where, well, I think I can make this on my own and be self-employed. And after being at the, on the newspaper, running the computer, putting out the paper, I decided to, well, what I was afraid of, they started wanting people to work on Saturday afternoon, and I was either going to have to tell a bride that I couldn't be at her wedding or get fired, and
yeah.
I didn't want either one, so I decided to leave the printing business and go into photography, and I went from, I don't remember whether we were working 37 and a half or 40 hours, but I doubled that, I'm sure, every week. And then I didn't realize that wedding photography is not the choice of photography business. You can work your pants off and not end up with very much money. Although I was doing pretty fair with it, but my wife keeping track of the books, and she said, well, you're working for 50 cents an hour. Less than I was at the True Republic.
Yeah.
But that was probably a little exaggeration, but anyway, I kept that up and retired at the end of October in 1993, and I still have, well, my wife has passed away now, but we have the building, it's been rented, it has two sections to it, half of it is rented now, and has been fully rented for years, but there's been a small church that developed in half of it, and it's in the process of moving out, so we're looking for new tenants at
uh-huh.
the time, but that brings us pretty
yeah.
much through the seagoing.
So